the Brandon Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Metashare. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brandt's new book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
Hey, I'm Brandt. Producer Sherry is here. If you're new to the show and you're like, man, they're laughing. You guys are laughing. It's obnoxious. Like, some people get that impression.
Yes.
This is genuine. So if it's obnoxious, we're genuinely obnoxious.
That's
and we
true.
Want you to know that.
It's not fake.
In fact, we tone it down, and we have evidence of this. Just put a video up on Facebook of us off the air.
Yeah.
Totally genuine moment, but that is, it's, it will, like, you, once you see that, you'll be like, they are toning it down.
Yes. And it's, that'll either make you, if you feel like you're a friend and you love the show, it'll make you love it more. Or if you're already on the fence, it's going to send you over like, I really can't stand them.
They really.
They're too much.
Got to knock it off. Anyway, that's at Brandt Hanson page on Facebook. And hopefully you'll understand. If you have friends you laugh with really hard, you'll understand. It's Brandt Hanson page on Facebook. If you've been around church culture very long, you know there's this big question that a lot of people struggle with, especially when you're young, but it happens the rest of your life too. It can. And that's, what's God's will for me, in my life, in my career, in my job, in what city do I live in? Should I choose this school or that school? Should I do this or do that? Should I? What's his will? How do I figure that out? And we've talked about this before, but it's great to just pause for a second. Think about this again. Based on what I've read from people I think are wise and what I've heard from older people, I don't think God's will is so much about making sure you choose the exact right vacation or college or even your career. It's more about who you're becoming. It's more about the trajectory of, like, because he made you to be this whole thing that's you, like distinctly you and wonderfully you, and he wants that to happen. And that's his will for you. So who am I becoming? Am I becoming more patient, more kind, more loving towards people that allows the flowering of my real personality to happen? Like, that's what he's concerned with. It's our character. Man, it's hard to admit when you're wrong and when you've done harm to somebody. I mean, that's called a confession. Mm-hmm. And we're supposed to do it to one another, just as a matter of course. If you're a believer in Jesus, you have this community of people and you find some people where you can air it out. It's really helpful. But man, it's hard because how often do we ever admit that we're the ones causing the pain? Mm-hmm. Ever? How often do you see tweets where people are saying, you know, I'm at fault here? It's always somebody else. I'm always the one who's on the receiving end. Like, I got the ripoff deal. You know, they did this to me. You did this to me. I'm always on that end. To confess is the exact opposite of that. I'm not the victim. I'm the perpetrator. I'm the problem. It's so hard. The flip side is it's so incredibly healthy to actually hear yourself do that. And then the shame can be gone, too. You don't have to deal with that shame all the time. Tell you what, we got some tough guys that listen to the show. I think they admire me. I think that's why I get the emails and stuff from them.
Because like of their admiration.
Yeah, they're always putting, you know how guys are. We always put challenges in front of each other
sure.
and stuff.
Yes.
Guys are like that.
Absolutely.
This is from a guy named Snake.
His.
A Snake and the Visigoths. I guess that's his
Visigoths.
Game.
Visigoths.
Visigoths. Yeah.
G-O-T-H-S.
Yeah.
What an interesting name for a gang,
yeah.
Yeah.
It is. Anyway, they said, Brandt, if you're so awesome, try doing a full pommel horse routine in the studio, stick the landing, and then play I've Got the Joy, Joy, Joy down in my heart on your flute.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
What a child song requested by Snake.
I know. And Snake and the Visigoths want me to play, do that. They don't think I can do it.
Okay, well, let's see here.
Let's see here if we can do it. I'm going to jump up on the pommel horse first. We have here in the studio. I'm back here. I'm getting the resin on the powder on my hands.
Yeah, I see that. Just careful. That's everywhere.
Climbing up on the pommel horse. Swing it, and here we go.
Where? Oh, that little. I guarantee you the Visigoths didn't see that coming.
Yeah, so if you guys have any further challenges, You want to put it in front of me, then bring
That's
it.
That's it.
That's all I have to say, snake. We were just talking about confessing, like owning up to, hey, that was my fault. I am the one who caused the pain. I am so sorry. I shouldn't have done that. I'm wrong.
I realize that I can do that. I have to struggle to do it without a but.
Yep.
So it's, yes, I was wrong and I did that, but yeah.
But if you put it in context at the time,
yeah, some reason why it's reasonable.
Well, that's so human because you do that when you're like 3 years old. Mm-hmm. As soon as you get language skills, but they started it, but
that's
you
true.
Did something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to apologize. Okay, I'm sorry. But they, it's funny. Like it's just, that's just pan-cultural.
Mm-hmm.
It's so human. To put a butt in there so that it takes the onus off me. We just don't want to leave it there where it belongs. There's stuff that happens in the Bible with Jesus where it's like, whoa, those two stories happen back to back. And I didn't realize it. And it's funny. It's literally funny to me. So there's a guy where the guy's like, well, what do I need to do, Rabbi? You know, you tell me. And he said, well, you need to, you know, love your neighbors. He includes that as part of what he needs to do. And the guy's like, well, who's my neighbor? Suddenly you can't understand what neighbor is, right? That comes right, here's what I didn't know. It comes right after Jesus says to God, he's praying to God right before this, the immediate verse before that. He's praying to God and saying, God, I am so glad that you have hidden the truth from the wise of the world and you revealed it to the childlike, the people who in their own thoughts are wise and knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm.
So immediately after praying that, a guy comes up and suddenly he can't understand what neighbor is. Because he doesn't want to, but he's knowledgeable. He's like a teacher. He knows. And then suddenly, it's a perfect illustration of what Jesus was just talking about. I didn't realize those things were right next to each other. Yeah, man, I don't know. I'm not like an expert on police work or anything, but this guy used to be the police chief of a town in South Carolina. He was put on probation for robbing a bank.
Oh, the chief was?
Yeah.
Okay.
And now he's been arrested for robbing another bank.
Oh, dear.
And again, he's the former police chief. But if you, I guess what I'm trying to say is if you're trying to get your job back.
You don't want to be doing that.
You do this a third, fourth, fifth time.
Yeah. It could make it difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to start throwing up red flags. Like, well, he's robbed six banks.
Maybe.
But good interpersonal skills. Seems organized.
Sure.
So.
Well, you kind of have to be organized to rob the bank.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I guess you could. Yeah. On a resume. I guess you could turn that so successfully. Successfully led,
planning. Yeah.
Highly complex,
organized
in the financial sector. Could you elaborate, sir? No, I can't elaborate. Thank you. Sports. It's baseball season. My name is Brant Hansen, and. I just came up with a great idea for baseball.
Oh,
season.
Did you? Yeah. Okay.
Because, like,
you
already.
You love baseball.
I do. But mm-hmm. at the Reds game the other day, 7,000 fans.
Okay.
Got to re-engage people. That's not enough.
It's not?
No. 7,000?
What's usually there?
Yeah, you want 30 or 40.
Okay.
1,000 fans. Yeah.
Okay.
Just nice. So they need to tweak it. They need ideas. I've mm-hmm. helped basketball. I've helped football in the
you
past.
You have. Now, they, to be sure, NBA, NFL, none of them have implemented any of your ideas.
Well, that's correct.
But you've had them.
Technically speaking, they've ignored every single one of my ideas.
Got it.
But what if baseball uses my football idea, which was to bury an extra ball somewhere on the field?
Okay.
So guys circling the bases, uh-huh. you're frustrated, you're watching the outfielders out there trying to, you know, they're bouncing off the wall and everything.
Start digging.
Guy's going to score. Yeah, start digging. Because maybe there's a, that's it. There's a ball that we bury in the infield somewhere.
Okay.
You don't know where it is, but if you can dig that thing out and tag the guy out with it, it's okay. Legit.
Dig with your hands or will
dig
we have
hands.
Shovels out there? Okay, no.
Dig with your hands.
Okay.
I won't have shovels out
that's
there.
That's silly. I'm so sorry I brought that up.
So try not to make it silly, but we're gonna bury a ball in the infield in an emergency. Everybody's all hands on
emergency
deck, man.
Emergency ball.
Everybody's out there digging frantically. I like it. It's hard for a lot of people in the sciences. They really feel like in order to be respected, they can't believe in God. That's it. That's the case for a lot of them. Not all of them, obviously. It's too bad because it's not actually rational, in my opinion. This lady, though, she's a computer scientist at MIT. She said that's what she thought. She uses the word ignoramus to describe religious people.
Mm.
That's what she thought of them. Mm-hmm. And then she actually started reading the Bible for herself, and she was struck by what a cartoon it wasn't. It wasn't. And so as she read it again, she was like, okay, now it's time to debunk this thing. And then she studied other religions, was like, okay, well, maybe a lot of them are saying the same thing. Like, no, they're not. And then she was amazed by this lady's name, Rosalind Picard. She's at MIT, mm-hmm. computer scientist at MIT. But she said that Jesus presents people with these ultimata. Mm-hmm. She actually says, like, she was quoting where he says, whoever disowns me before others, I'll disown before my Father in heaven. Or he says, like, whoever's not with me is against me. And whoever doesn't gather with me scatters. And she's saying, I had to make a decision. But I thought that was interesting. Like, she's actually being logical about it, going, I have to actually decide who this Jesus is. I can't play around with him anymore. It's very important in this world to have social skills.
That's
social
true.
Interplay is very important. And I've learned how to do it. And so what I want to do is train, especially a lot of younger guys that can relate to me, about how to be socially adept.
You find yourself to be socially adept.
Absolutely. I didn't always, though. That's the weird thing. That's the shocking thing.
This is weird, and I am shocked.
The shocking thing isn't that I'm adept. It's that I once wasn't. So let's do a little role play, if you don't mind. We'll be like a workplace mixer.
Sure.
Of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you can imagine a room full of people, it's all very chaotic and a little overwhelming.
It's not chaotic. It's okay.
A little too much. But I function in this environment now.
Oh, interesting.
Because I bring a fact with me. This is how it works. Mm, okay. Bring a fact. And here's what they say. Just share something interesting about yourself. That's what
I would agree with
conversation.
That.
Right.
Well, that's not a...
So, yeah. No, that's what helps.
Okay.
When you meet somebody, just share something interesting about yourself. So let's do a little role play. We're up at the little... Where they have like baby carrots and stuff front.
Okay.
Dips.
Yes.
And, okay. So you, I guess... How does it work? You say something to me? Is that how we meet?
You're the socially adept.
I don't know. Let's do it where you say something. And,
okay, you have a name tag on. I'll say, hey, Brant, how are you? I don't think we've ever met, but we were on the same committee. And
you can't tell, but if you extended all my blood vessels end to end, it would measure more than 90,000 miles long. That's a fact, lady. So I added in, if you don't get the, you see how I smoothly handled, if you don't get the reaction,
stop.
You lay out that it's a fact.
Are you telling young guys?
Because she's not going
to
respond.
To say.
I'm trying to help you.
That's a fact, lady.
I'm trying to help you.
You think that's okay?
I'm trying to help you respond.
Okay.
Guys, some people you talk to are just going to be kind of numb. They're not going to respond. They don't have the social skills that you have now. So
that's a fact, lady.
You have to tell them what you just said. We were just talking about how being logical can actually lead you to Jesus. There's a misimpression that it's irrational to be a follower of Jesus. It's just wrong. But for a lot of people, they have to struggle with that.
Yeah, I have a friend. His name's Joe, and he was in the Navy. Very logical guy. Skeptic by nature.
Uh-huh.
And he said that's what led him to Jesus, because he started reading, and then he said, I had to say to myself, bottom line, is this true or is this false? Is this guy who he says he is or is he not? I don't get both. And that kind of full circle led him right back to Jesus.
In that case, it really helps.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you don't want to play games with yourself. You're mm-hmm. like, well, let me just refashion him into something he didn't say
mm-hmm.
he was. Like, maybe he was just all in embracing all truth from mm-hmm. everyone. Like, that's, but then you're pretending.
Yeah.
So if you have the audacity to actually be logical about mm-hmm. it, you're confronted with, like, yeah, yes or no on him. It's a choice. Jess, want to give you an update on listener uniforms. We're very excited to roll these out very soon. They are required. These are mandatory uniforms for everybody. You're going to love them. So I don't think the mandatory thing is going to be a big hangout for people. I think you're going to like them.
It's a hangout for a lot of people because everybody doesn't want to wear it. And you haven't fit it to body types. It's just one.
Oh, they'll fit your body type.
Well, not
they're like
flattering.
Speed skate. Not going to be flattering. But the point, they'll be very aerodynamic. And we're outfitting them with color change technology.
Why?
Because it will signal to people. Again, if you haven't been listening to the show for a while,
yeah.
It's going to figure out like what your skin tone is.
Yes.
And it will go to the worst possible color for your skin tone.
Because you haven't been listening to the show.
Because you haven't listened to the show.
Oh, so it's there's a punitive thing happening here. Interesting.
Yeah, and that's a really neat thing that we're excited about. So, again, as long as you listen to the show.
Shouldn't be any problems.
You purchase the books. You listen to the podcast.
Oh, all of that.
All of that. It'll
so you
be
have
fun.
A new book. I just want to be clear. You have a new book coming out in January.
Yeah.
Someone doesn't purchase it.
It's going to start making you look a little sick. People will ask you, are you okay or whatever? You don't look quite right. I'm excited about this. Huh. There are two new Jesus projects in the works. Actually, one's happening right now on the History Channel. It's called Jesus, His Life or something like that.
Well, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, Jesus, His Life. It's a docudrama. So they draw from a whole bunch of different scholars and preachers and from all across the ideological spectrum to comment on Jesus.
Okay.
Haven't seen it. Don't know if it's good. Mm-hmm. There's another crowdfunded project called The Chosen, which is more dramatic. What I like about The Chosen, mm-hmm. haven't seen it, again, don't know if it's any good, but they're doing something that's really amazing. They're making Matthew a guy with Asperger's.
Huh.
Which I'd never thought about before.
That's interesting.
It's somebody who's on, I have Asperger's, as somebody who's on the spectrum, like, I never thought about that, but they realize that it's a little bit of an artistic jump, but mm-hmm. they want to bring some humanity to people.
Yeah.
And he's a guy that apparently didn't care what everybody necessarily thought of him.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't that dialed in,
mm-hmm.
but he was very blunt.
I was going to say, if you had to pick someone to do that,
yeah.
that's a good pick, I think.
Yeah, and he's real logical, too. Like, the way he's writing, mm-hmm. it's always relating back to how Jesus is fulfilling prophecy and stuff. He's always drawing these connections and mm-hmm. stuff. Like, clearly, he was thoughtful at that level. Anyway, as somebody who likes to be represented, apparently, in the media, like, here's somebody with Asperger's.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.